Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends Fitzgerald Debating Society. I'm Gaius, and Germanicus is here, and we're acknowledging the accelerating events in ways that we had not anticipated. This time it's the Middle East. Israel's been at war for more than a year with elements of Iran's surrogates, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. And the IRGC parked in Syria with its a sponsorship by Bashar al-Assad, who's been in charge of Syria since 2000. Well, the news is Assad has fled. And the capital, Damascus, the news is, has been invested by a hodgepodge of jihadists led by a man named Jalani, Abu Muhammad Jalani, who is al-Qaeda. He is not presenting himself as anything but a new and reformed version of al-Qaeda, a man who sees the world in geopolitical terms and not theological terms. Fine. In other words, the tagger is saying it changed its stripes. However, he's also representative of ISIS. He's representative of the Free Syrian Army. He's represented by a library of acronyms and ambitions out of Idlib province. He's also sponsored in some fashion, those are Turkish army trucks that he's driving, by Erdogan in Ankara and Istanbul. What we're looking at here is the Roman province of Syria, Armenia, Mesopotamia, Syria, Arabia, and Lower Egypt were our five provinces. And Syria, the largest of them, included Palestine, included Jerusalem, included Ashkelon. Many of the major cities you see now certainly included Gaza. That has been at war for more than a year. Syria has not been at war for some time, we believed, but it is now going to be transformed into the hands of anarchy. After governments flee, collapse, you don't get suddenly a legislature passing new laws. What you get is gunmen on the streets and a sense of disorder. Germanicus, we've got to deal with this in the way the Romans would deal with it first. I'll just mention, not for you to waste time with it. What we would do is send one or two legions out, or if they're already stationed there, we'd organize them, and we'd kill everybody who disobeyed us. That's what we'd do.
Right.
And then we'd call in the governor, who clearly did a bad job. He's still too big because his province fell apart. And we'd send out another governor. And within a year, everything had calmed down. How is the West going to deal with Syria in anarchy?
We may think of America as Rome, and in many ways that's a useful analogy. However, the situation in Syria, I believe, is more comparable to that in the Balkans in 1912 and 1913 before World War I. Now, Roman times, the Syrian Mesopotamian frontier was a face-off between two pretty much equal superpowers, Rome and Persia. But what you had in the early 20th century in the Balkans was an Ottoman Empire that had been dominant for 500 years coming apart. And you had all of these restless and aggressive local powers, Greece, Bulgaria, Romania, Serbia, Montenegro, they wanted pieces of their patrimony as they saw it, and they were willing to fight for it again and again and again. And that is one thing. But then you also had the great powers, Britain, Russia, Germany, Austria-Hungary, that all had their fingers in manipulating this battle between restless Christian states and the Ottoman Empire. And the result was that you had a war in which, that was actually two wars, it lasted for 9 months between October 1912 and August 1913, in which Turkey was really brought to the brink of collapse and the possibility of Balkan states staying together in a united front was broken. And in many ways, the result was that that all of the meddling of foreign powers, where Britain was supporting the Ottomans historically, where Russia wanted to bring down the Ottoman Empire and was supporting the Balkan League of Bulgaria, Greece, and Serbia, and where Austria-Hungary needed to have the Ottoman Empire survive so that it could maintain its recent takeover of Bosnia-Herzegovina, all of that went down the tubes. And as a result, the outcome of this regional war, which is very much like the regional war that we're seeing in Syria, led to the great European powers being at the mercy of their client states. In other words, Russia was now dependent on Serbia. It was its last remaining ally. Austria-Hungary was fearful that the Ottoman Empire would come apart and they'd be exposed to Serbian revanchism, and they were dependent on Germany. Bulgaria turned to Germany. It was a mess, but it was not resolved. In other words, the Balkan War fueled irredentism and revanchism among the states of the Balkans, and that drew in the European powers that were already in a very difficult competition. So let's look at what was happening in Europe before World War I. There were blocs emerging. There was the Entente Cordiale and the Russo-French alliance. So you had three great powers that were connected to take on another two great powers, Austria-Hungary and Germany, in another alliance system. And the result was the wars in the Balkans created a situation where the great powers were at the mercy of feckless and aggressive and relentless local powers, Serbia, Bulgaria, Greece. And that led to a situation only a year after the Balkan Wars ended, led to World War I. It only took the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, but the fact is that the great powers were already at the mercy and a hair trigger way of their own clients. And so if you look at the situation today, the U.S. seems to have benefited from the collapse of Syria, which was always part of its policy. But it is at the mercy of Turkey and Israel, who have enormously reckless expansionist goals. And Russia, which seems to be defeated, and Iran, of course, is now totally dependent on Russia, but Russia's on the hook with Iran. And the way in which this has come down is that the goals of aggressive American clients, Israel and Turkey, will of necessity, I think, bring Israel and Iran into conflict, and potentially Turkey as well, in a way that Russia will have to respond to. And it begins to look like 1914, and the U.S. has no control over any of this.
Mr. Trump says he's not going to get involved in Syria. Do you believe it?
He was involved in Syria when he was president.
Yes,
the first
but he, I'm just saying what he said at the cathedral in Paris.
The U.S. has a large stake in Syria. If you look at any current map, it's about half the size of Belgium, maybe bigger. It's a big chunk of land adjacent to northern Jordan. And Israel is carving out a sphere now beyond the Golan Heights, and Israel wants to create a corridor to connect up with the Kurds. And, of course, the Kurds and Israel together will eventually come to loggerheads with Turkey, because Turkey it wants to destroy the Kurds and incorporate them into a greater Turkey. So you've got incredible dynamics going on here. And if you look back to the Balkan Wars,
all right,
one of the interesting things that happened there was you had Bulgaria, Montenegro, Serbia, and Greece gang up against Turkey. But when they defeated Turkey, Bulgaria went to war with the other participants. So I wouldn't think that any of this is done. Once the dust is settled, you're going to see new conflicts in ways that do not reflect what happened before.
France get drawn in? Syria and Lebanon are their mandate. Do you see France getting drawn in? That would mean NATO.
Well, France could get drawn in a kind of symbolic, petit way. I mean, the European states today are not powers anymore. They have very little that they can do or bring to bear. And of course, even Russia is constrained. What I would see, though, potentially, is a major regional war involving Israel, Turkey, and Iran. And it's going to be a big problem for the United States.
Russia stay out of that, or does Russia get drawn in?
It really depends. If Russia is able to bring the Ukrainian war to a swift conclusion, it'll have more capability at its disposal. But if there is a war between Iran and Israel, it is not possible for China and Russia to stay out of that.
What's the timeline, Germanicus? Because we've just seen the timeline accelerate in Ukraine.
It has. And there'll be a break now, and then within months, things will gear up again. Turkey cannot be the ruler of Syria. And Israel has its own claims. They will use the Druze as an excuse to push up into Syria and link up with the Kurds. I foresee a major multiple conflicts flowing from what has just happened.
We'll turn to the Gracchi next, our friends from 2,000 years ago, back again, explaining a deal of the contretemps in Washington these last years over Mr. Trump. Germanicus and Gaius, we're in Londinium enjoying the dregs of our cup of wine before we go to the theater. It's chilly here in London as winter is approaching. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.